Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What do you do to keep your faith strong when you're under attack? What do you do when you're going through a testing of your faith? And I'm talking about the types of situations when God seems so distant that you feel as though your prayers are hitting a brick wall. What do you do? Because there will be days where your faith is so much under attack that even prayer seems difficult. Well, there's a conversation between Jesus and Simon Peter, which I feel we can all learn from. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. In this passage of Scripture, we can take away a few lessons regarding what to do when our faith is under attack. And the first thing is that whenever you find your feelings are in conflict with your faith, choose faith over any emotion. Feelings and emotions have a role to play in our lives, of course. They are important as we interact with those we love and those we have relationships with. Feelings are also important in everyday life, as feelings can guide you away from danger and alert you to so many different things. But here's the key. Your emotions, your feelings, are never supposed to have the final say in how you live your life. Your faith in Jesus should always overrule your emotions. In fact, as believers, we should live under the rule of faith first, emotions secondary. This obviously is not the easiest thing to do, but it is the right thing to do. Don't be led by your emotions, especially when your faith is under attack. And the reason I put so much emphasis on putting faith first is because we live in a world where our faith is under attack. For the believers, we are constantly being tested in our faith by the circumstances we face, by the devil and all his devices. And if you want to see what I mean by faith under attack, you only have to look at how many people are falling away from the church. And this is backed by Scripture, because 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons." This is because our faith is under attack. The idea that God is first and relevant in our lives is under attack. Even the priority of Jesus Christ in our life is under attack. And so, for us as believers, we need to be mindful of this. This can even mean that we need to defend and fight for good and for our faith at times. Now, at times, when we're in the middle of a tough situation, when our faith is under attack, Each of us has tried to figure out how will this situation work out for our good. The Bible in Romans 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." And the thing is, as humans, we want to know all of the details. We want to know how will God make a way where there seems to be no way. The Bible in Psalms 34 verse 19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." But once again, we always want to know all the details. How exactly will the Lord deliver us? At precisely what time will He come to my rescue? As people, we often want to know all of the answers.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
However, I would like to encourage you and tell you that God is sovereign, meaning that He will possess supreme and ultimate power. And because He possesses all authority, all power, and knowledge, this means that our part is not to question God. We are not to demand answers or feel as though we're on the same level with God or that He has to explain Himself. That's not the case. Our part is to have faith that God means what He says, and He says what He means. If He says all things will work together for my good, then my part is not to ask how, but it's simply to trust that God honors His word. If the word of God tells me that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all, then my part is to hold on by faith to His promise. With the eyes of faith, you can see the hand of God, the goodness of God in every situation, regardless of how painful. Through faith, you can begin to consider if you've been placed in that set of circumstances for a specific reason or a specific purpose. A purpose such as unlocking a stronger desire for prayer in your life. A purpose such as awakening a hunger for righteousness and holiness like never before in your life. Or perhaps the purpose of such a test is to expose the gifts and the calling that lays dormant inside of you. Too often, because we're focusing on the negative, we don't see the positive in that situation, and we don't see what God is trying to do. Could it be that the reason for this difficulty is God wants to reveal to you who He really is? Perhaps this is a test where God wants to demonstrate Himself to be Jehovah Jireh, your provider, or perhaps He wants to demonstrate His strength and kindness to you. Whatever the purpose of this trial that you're in, I encourage you to do your part. Your part is to hold on in faith and look to Jesus.
So, beloved, I want to stand with you today and tell you to keep the faith. Whether or not you're still waiting for your prayer request to be answered, keep the faith. If the people who are closest to you have left you feeling abandoned and alone, just keep the faith. Keep the faith that Jesus Christ will take the pain away. He will remove those feelings of loneliness. Jesus Christ is and will be all that you could ever need and more than you could ever want. If you feel like you're drowning under the weight of your sin, cry out to the Lord for deliverance and keep the faith that He will hear you. Understand that the Lord is merciful indeed. He is faithful and righteous, and I love that He is always good. He is always faithful. He understands our pain, and He wants to lift our burdens. The Lord is good because He gives us the strength to carry on, even through those moments when we think we can't. So, in this moment, right here, right now, raise your faith. Reach out to Jesus. Trust Him. Embrace Him. Hold on to His word. cast your cares on him because he loves you ever so deeply.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.